Oh, good. The last time we hiked down there, we hiked
okay.
Father's Day.
It's working.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
all right. There. Everybody ready?
Ready to go.
I'll call the meeting to order. This is at 5:31 p.m. Members present. All members except for Kurt Nygren are present. Members of the public who are here, Mr. Chris Devereaux and Mrs. Kathy Devereaux. Mm-hmm. And we have to approve the minutes from May 28th. Has everybody reviewed them? Any questions?
No, motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Yep.
Opposed? Abstentions? Hearing none, they're approved. All right, new business, Devereaux application discussion. The Devereaux have a subdivision application that was submitted on May 5th. Tonight is their preliminary discussion of their application. We've provided them with information for additional things that we may need. And this
Puppy.
Is not.
The,
so you're done?
Come on.
Is Bella?
Come on, Bella.
Come on, Bella.
Did she open the door?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I didn't let her out of the truck.
No,
I just left that door open so we could get across.
She's really gotten smart.
She jumped up.
Hi, Bella.
Yeah, her name's Bella. She's very, very, very friendly.
Okay. Okay.
And is attached to him.
She's
sorry.
Nothing wrong with
that.
Mom and Dad, she wanted to know where we went.
The truck leaves, she's in it, so.
This is not the hearing. This is just a preliminary review. We are going to set the hearing date tonight. And I think we've discussed that, Kate, and we've set the date, but there's a certain amount of time that has to be posted and everything, and then we can have the hearing. Just a reminder, everything is recorded, everything's a public record, so everything that's said here tonight is on the record and available for review by everybody. So, any questions? Does anybody have any questions for the Devereaux's?
And just to go more in depth on the recording, it's actually posted on the town website for 30 days for anybody to listen to.
Okay.
And there have been instances where the local newspaper has listened to things and reported it in the paper. So.
That's it.
Just
a reminder.
Just a reminder.
So, does anybody have any questions for the Devereaux's? Hearing none? All right, go ahead.
Scott just needs to look at his notes.
I need to get my notes up there.
Go
ahead.
I can go down my list.
Yeah, go ahead.
And you may have already answered these. I don't remember them. You guys have not had any other subdivisions in the last 5 years, correct?
Correct.
Well, not other than just a natural subdivision, which the 13 acres across a road we sold.
But that
was
a
separate piece.
But, yeah, but that's a
right.
separate piece.
Separate
and the road,
piece.
I think, creates
yes.
a subdivision
right.
automatically.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Second thing. Do you have any wetlands?
No.
Okay.
I talked to Matt Langlis, our county forester, which did the program for current use.
Okay.
And he said, I called him up and said, Matt, do we have wetlands? And he said, no.
Perfect.
Not a bit.
There were some questions about the deeds. We'll circle back to that one because that one was pretty in-depth. Are there any restrictions, covenants that would affect the land use? Does anybody have a right-of-way, springs? Nothing like that?
No. The spring, I bought the rights 2 years or so ago.
Yep. I think there was a deed for that
yes.
transferred
there
that.
There was, right.
Yes.
It's been transferred already.
Yep. So there's nothing else in there that requires you to not subdivide it. There's no restrictions as far as that
right.
goes. As far as you know. Okay.
Nothing. There's no leaves on the property. There's nothing.
Okay.
Yep.
Current use status, I think you provided the letters regarding that. I think we have those.
Yep.
Yeah.
We get
yep.
the paperwork right here that we submitted already.
Yep. Driveway locations for the new parcels.
That shouldn't be my problem. And the reason is because this is 10.1, that's 12.3. I'm selling the land. I don't know where they're going to put their house. They put the driveway in, and that's going to be their problem when they do that. I'm not putting the subdivision in. I'm just selling the land as it is.
Okay.
It's like me telling you where to put your driveway in.
Right. So all of the land has access to has frontage on the main road,
yes.
though, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
Yes.
And do you know if there's any anything that would restrict location of the driveway, such as cliffs,
no,
waterways, or anything like that?
Well, one piece, the first piece of 10.1 acres has already had a driveway in. It's already got a septic in. It's been there for 20 some odd years with a camper on it.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Lane was the one that gave me it for recreational use only.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just revised that. We took one camper out. We got another camper on in, but it's been there for over 20 years.
Okay. And that already has access on that parcel.
Yes. Right. And the other piece above that, which is the 12.3 acres, that has got, I use it for a log landing and access that way. And there's another access further up above towards Scott Pulser's, the very north end, beating north end.
So you don't anticipate any issues as far as accessing the property?
None.
And are you planning on having any shared driveways with your current driveway accessing
absolutely
the piece
not
that you're keeping?
No.
<that's>, no way.
But then again, that's going to be whoever buys that property. Right. It's going to be your decision on the end of that later on.
Right.
But they're not going to access our driveway at all.
No.
For it. There's a tree line between Innerbrook, so you don't even see that sign.
No, you get Grand Canyon in between.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We talked about the spring rights. Those are already yours. And was that something that was on the map that had to be corrected? Wasn't there a question about where that spring was located and who the rights belonged to?
Right, because before it was, I had 6-point-some-odd acres that was turned down. That spring was above that. And so for me to get the 10.1 acres, because of current use, that engulfed that spring.
Okay.
So it's spring rights for the 10.1.
Okay. I'm just going to keep going down my list, Scott.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let's see here. CHRSH Station Drive on lot number 1. Was that a deeded right-of-way? There was something on the map. Let's see if I have it here.
Yeah, I got it right here.
Yep.
So it's that right there. Oops.
And get this small and spring this. No, that right there is what I put on in from Evans Road, this right here.
Oh, okay, so that's
to the spring.
To the spring.
Oh,
yeah.
Because I wanted.
So that's nothing. It's not a right.
I just want to be able to service that.
Yep.
Hey.
Hey.
Okay.
That's all that is.
Okay.
Good. Dennis Royer. Member of the public or
member of the public.
Good, Dennis.
How's it going?
Just bring up the speed. They have a subdivision application. This is the preliminary hearing. We're just going over the questions that we have for them. Septic well locations and distances, nothing that we have to worry about at this time. The other septic has already been there. Nothing's going to change with that.
No.
I think the only thing that the state requires is depending on the distance from the boundary lines and new wells, if there's something about that, that has to be in consideration.
But there again, too, is that the property is big enough to go ahead, and if I sell the property 10.1 acres, then they're going to have to fight with the state where that well
sure
is dug.
Yeah.
Or the septic or anything like that. They're
okay.
Just buying a parcel of land for me. And then
whatever they do with it. Yep.
Right.
Okay. We'll get back to the deeds. So I had a question about the abutters, Edgar and Evans. And you added somebody to your list.
Yes, they did. It was the new house is going up across from the brow of the hill house.
Right on the underpass.
Right on the other side of the road, then on the south side of...
That's Edgar's?
That's
no,
Olot.
Right here.
Yeah, it's Olot. Is it
right.
Olot now?
Yes,
so
it is.
So on,
yeah,
on the assessor map, is it that parcel? Or is it that
This
one?
Is Edgar.
Yep.
Olot owns, where's that?
Yes.
Right here.
Okay.
Yeah, he owns that right there.
All right. Not concerned about him. I think Edgar and Evans, that's Evans, right?
Right.
I think these two guys might need notice.
Well, Edgar's already on the list. That's JD. We know them very
okay
well. And so this right here, and I think he's on our list too, isn't he, Evans?
I don't see an Evans. I'm not sure who Evans is.
It's Ernie Evans. Well, it's just... It's his son.
Up by Scott's?
Billy Evans.
No, I don't know who that one is.
I can add that to the list.
Yeah.
That's fine.
So
that was the only thing. Just add
Evans
them to your notice
yeah
list.
Billy Evans.
Oh, so his daughter owns
it. His daughter has it now.
It's the haunted house.
Right. It's up across
all
the road.
All you have to say is the haunted house, then I know what you're talking about.
But I mean, that is,
and it is very haunted.
That is not really adjacent to our road.
It's...
It doesn't
it's a fuzzy us area. I only say, just send him the notice, only because if he doesn't get the notice and then he comes back and says, hey, I should have gotten notice on this, then...
No, okay, understand.
Just easier to send him the notice just
right
in case, just in case he'll qualify as an abutter.
Right.
Are you requiring any covenants or restrictions for the new lots?
No.
Okay. Is there anything else anybody had questions about?
No, he covered the questions that I had put on the list prior, so I feel pretty good with that.
And then I think the final thing was the deeds. Did you bring more deeds for
it? No, so it was a little confusing with the list when it says bring all your deeds.
Oh, yeah.
So I brought all our deeds. The 13 acres, which was part of the 64 originally, so I brought that deed, but we've sold that, so then
sold
I had
that,
the deed
across
that.
The street.
So then I had the deed for the 51 acres that we currently still own.
Okay.
That's what we're taxed on. That's all we have.
That's all
that.
You
have. Yeah, so the subdivision is coming off from that 51-acre deed.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, if I remember correctly, so that 13-3, that was indeed 73-3-2-8, that's out, that was across the street, and it's not part of this.
It's been 10
yeah.
years.
Got it.
More than that.
It's been longer than that?
Oh, God, yeah.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
I think that was it. Any other questions anybody has?
The UVA?
I'm sorry?
So the use value assessment, because I remember you would, when you came by the house,
mm-hmm.
you had mentioned that you guys were doing that. You're gonna exit that.
Yes, the current
prior,
use.
So
yes,
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 okay.
The application.
She's got the paperwork
it's already been
already
sent
here.
Into the state
yeah.
for
okay,
us
great.
To get
yeah.
out of that, because I'm just
I can't imagine.
That.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
So hopefully, that went out last week. Hopefully, I don't know how long it may take.
Okay. And do you know if the state's going to require any permits or anything from you guys for doing this?
No, but
we,
I don't.
We leave that in your court. If there's something you're supposed
yeah,
to
I
do,
don't,
you,
I don't,
you
we,
do it.
All we got to do is pay a penalty
yeah.
and vacant it out, and that's about it.
Yeah.
As far
yeah.
as I know, anyway.
Yeah, it doesn't say that there is.
Do we need documentation of it out of current use?
How long does it take to get it out of current use?
Yeah, that I don't know.
I, don't
I
know
had asked our attorney that. I used through work, and he said, it's easy, simple, here's the app, send it in, call me if you need me.
Okay, here's a question for you.
So,
all right, even if it takes, you know, all the state moves, we are got the acreage already involved in to go ahead and subdivide even during the current use.
Yeah.
So you
yeah,
guys can approve this.
Yeah,
let us
I don't think that's anything the, we'll deal with.
Yeah.
Right.
If anything, whoever purchases it from you will.
Right, and that's one
yeah.
reason
yeah.
that we would drew it because it doesn't transfer. And I thought it would. If the current owners of that property that was in land use wanted to keep it in land use, that it could they could automatically keep that. That is not what this
they have
says.
To start
not acres.
Right. Well, not
right.
even that. It's they have to apply for it themselves
yeah,
again.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm like, well, we might as well take it out. There's, you know, if it's
but for
if we're 10 not gonna
or 13,
have
they
it.
Wouldn't qualify anyway, right?
No.
I'm sorry?
It'd have to be closer to 30 to qualify.
And I don't know, is that, it's 30. Is it?
Is it 30?
Yeah,
I thought it was
29.7.
I thought it was 24.
25. Somewhere between 26
yeah.
and 30.
Yeah.
So we just decided
more than 10.
To take the whole deal.
Yeah.
More than
10. Yeah.
More than 10, more than 30.
It'll be a lot less.
Oh, yeah.
Stressful.
Yeah.
Right.
It's very,
just take it out.
Okay.
And I apologize because it's very confusing, this and all this, because, and we've been 2 years of trying to get the subdivision done. The survey, it took a year, and then we had to have them come back. That took another 6 months. So it's been a long
journey.
Long journey.
Land use
and it was my fault because I didn't go ahead and look at the bylaws. Or my surveyor
yeah.
didn't either.
Yeah.
So
the surveyor should have looked at
yeah,
the
so anyway,
sure.
so
but she, we paid him to come back. So yeah.
Oh. Any other questions?
Yeah.
No,
okay.
Good.
So, do you remember what the date was that we wanted to set for the hearing?
So it has to be noticed publicly at least 15 days prior to the hearing. So.
And so, if you guys approve of this application right now, then I go ahead and send the registered letters out now.
So no. So we have to have the hearing first. So your application is deemed complete. So now we have to set the public hearing. She's going to give you the date that you
okay.
have to put on your letters that you send certified to everybody. Make copies of that certified or print out from the USPS the thing so that you can prove, yes, we sent these to these people. And you also have to post notice at the property. I think the zoning enforcement official is supposed to do that, but we'll check on that. We're going to post it in three places. The West Park Post Office, the town hall, and the website. Is there one more place?
Yeah, the CalRec. I have to put
and the CalRec record. That's the one that delays us a little bit because we have to submit it to them, and then they have to post it, and that's probably not going to be until Monday, so it'll be 15 days from Monday. So I think Tuesday or Wednesday, 2 weeks from Monday, which is the 30th, to put us at the 15th or 16th.
Okay. Yeah, so the 15th would be 15 days. July 15th would be
15 days. Is that a Tuesday or Wednesday?
That is a Tuesday.
Any issues Tuesday or Wednesday for anybody? Right, and this is the July 15th or the 16th.
16th would be preferable for me.
But tell me how to do
the revolving room.
Yeah, we are gone the 10th for the 13th, so that's good.
So the 16th is okay.
5 hours remaining.
16th would be great.
16th is better. All depends if I break down. Come on.
Is 5:30 okay?
5:30
is good. 5:30 on July 16th is the hearing. Okay.
Okay, so just so I make sure I understand this, the letters go out after or before the hearing?
Before
the hearing.
It's a public hearing for anybody that lives around you to show up and...
That was my question before. Can I send them out now?
Absolutely.
All right.
You should send them out by the 15th, right? Or by Monday, right?
Absolutely. By
Monday. Send them out tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. And so, everyone
and so you have the date, you have the time, it's going to be here. So that's the location.
And we require documentation they've been sent out, right? Like certified mail.
Exactly. Yep. And
like
she's going to either print it out because it'll show the delivery.
Yeah.
Or when you get the little cards. Green slip, you can just make, you don't have to have return receipt, just the certified that it was sent out.
Yeah.
You don't need the green card that comes back to you unless you
I
want
have it. Connections in the post office. She's already given them to me and told me exactly how to do it.
So yeah, as long as you guys send those out by Monday, then that gives make sure and send it to don't Everybody be shy about saying
list.
It. Yep.
And the other people that
and then new ones.
Bill Evans.
And the new ones, yeah.
You need Billy Evans.
All right. And so do we have is there a generic letter that goes out or are we just there is
I think it's on the town's website.
Yeah, there's a template.
Template on the website?
There is a template. I get the templates at the house.
Yep.
Oh, you do?
Yep.
Okay.
I think I made about 20 copies of them.
Yep. Oh. Yeah, and so just make sure you put the date and the time and it's addressed to them correctly.
All right.
The notice requirement is the biggest thing because if somebody doesn't have proper notice of the hearing, 4 years down the line, by law, they can actually come back and be nutty about it. So as long as everybody has, and then so when we have the hearing, if somebody doesn't show up, they don't have a right to appeal whatever the decision is anyway. So again, if you're good with your neighbors and there's no issues, unless you got somebody that's really going to gross about this, it should be fairly smooth.
Will the hearing happen here?
Yes.
In the same office?
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep.
Okay. Perfect.
And that's it. Any other questions?
No.
Well, I guess everything is fine with you guys. We've just got to make sure nobody else has a problem. Yeah.
Easier to meet.
I don't think
face
anybody
face.
Else has a problem. Yeah.
Yes. Well, I mean, such as chasing landowners.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't think there'd be a problem with any of it.
Yeah. And so basically all the questions we've asked you, that's how we go through when we do the hearing. Basically, I read all that into the record, and if there's any other questions or any more information, all your exhibits and everything get attached as exhibits to our decision. So just so you understand that.
Okay. And so maybe you already said this, but after the hearing, how long before we would know if we're good to go?
Well, the requirement is 45 days? Within a couple of weeks,
after,
we're able to get
after the hearing.
Yep.
Yeah.
As long as nobody complains.
Right. Yeah. Oh, but if people have to show up to the hearing to be able to complain about it.
Afterwards, yeah.
And they have, is it 15 days to file?
After our decision, they have 15 days. So if they come, here, they don't have any issues or anything. So then once we issue our decision, they have an appeal period after the decision is issued. Because if we denied it, well, they don't need to appeal anything. But if we approve it and they don't like something about it, then they can. Then they can file, there's a whole process for them to file an appeal, and that's in the bylaws. So. But cross that bridge when we get there. All right.
Alrighty.
You guys are free to go. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you.
All right, Bill,
see you
go.
On the 16th.
Dennis, see you later.
See you later.
Oh, I'm the next guy.
I know.
She's a cow.
She's a beautiful
Dennis, been chasing cows at all?
Not yet.
Me too.
We were chasing cows.
That was interesting.
Yeah, that was real interesting. They were feisty.
Yeah.
It was kind
of I thought it was horses.
I made us realize.
Oh, them too.
And them too, yeah.
Are they just beef animals?
We have all electric fence now, guys. You'll be happy to know my neighbors.
And it still doesn't mean anything with electric fence.
Doesn't. You're right.
All right. Old business. FEMA floodplain updates. Is there anything on that?
It's in progress.
In progress. Town plan. Anything on that?
Yes. I am still continuing with my focus groups to try to garner some input from folks regarding the best practices to go about getting input from people in town. I did meet with the folks at the fire station last month, which I thought went really well. We talked about the wonderful maps that are coming for regionalization. And we talked about the town plan, and I gave them an overview of that. So I think we might have, you know, a couple people that are like genuinely interested in getting involved in the town plan and making sure that we don't end up going towards regionalization. I think that was the general consensus from people at that meeting. So I thought it went really well, and they were very interested in working with us and helping us to host a food event to get people to go.
Excellent.
So,
is there anything you need from us?
No, not this time.
Any questions? Okay. Act 181 update by Rob.
Yeah, so, you know, at our last meeting, we met with the folks from NVDA to discuss the outlines of how Act 181 affects the region and Sutton in particular. And I think that, you know, the question that was posed at that meeting was about changing our tier status. You know, under the new designation of regional planning and town planning specifically, it's divided by tiers, with tier 1A having complete Act 250 exemption, tier 1B having some 250 exemptions, and then tier 2 is maintaining the status quo. After looking again at that webinar from NVDA, it's still confusing to me as to what exactly the incentive for the town would be to change its status from the status quo to Act 1B or Tier 1B. So I think here's what I would suggest we do is have an informational meeting actually with the select board. Mm-hmm. And present essentially what NVDA presented to us and get feedback from the select board to see how we proceed with this, because I don't know what to do. I have trouble understanding and deciphering what's in it for the town of Sutton and its inhabitants to change our tier status to allow more development, essentially. And allow some limited Act 250 exemption. Tier 1A doesn't apply to basically any towns except St. Johnsbury, Hardwick, maybe Lindenville, although I think Lindenville actually has problems because most of it's in a floodplain.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's a big problem for Act or Tier 1A, Act 250 exemption, complete exemption. So. But what's in it for the town, what's the incentive, I think, is largely still a mystery to me. And I think what we could do is, I'm happy to sort of put together a presentation for the select board and outline what the options are and exactly what the incentives are. And we may have to go back to NVDA to help sort that out.
Do they know? Do they have more information on how, because when they came in, it was a lot of fuzziness to what they were doing.
Well, I think, I don't know if they know.
Well, here's what they stated in the meeting, that the housing in 1B would have certain exemptions from Act 250, and then that also there would be tax benefits, not to the town, but to the property owners. And that there
the developers
were,
of, the develop- basically, of whatever you
basically,
allow as development.
Basically,
right?
Yep. And there would also be funding priority for planning.
Probably kind of like the
if
guy
it
that you
follows
got designed
the regional approved planning process. And adheres to the new state designation document.
Okay. So do you want to put together a presentation?
Yeah.
Or does this need to be fleshed out a little more by NVDA?
Well, I mean, those can occur simultaneously.
I think it's definitely time for us to take this to the select board. I mean, I at this juncture, with them asking us for some kind of input on the mapping by the end of the year, we need to figure out like what our plan is with
That's kind of my question is, you know, how does the new mapping fit into this Act 181?
Yeah. And the mapping was faulty too.
Right. Because they're changing the zones for the most part.
Okay.
Well, I think one of the things that I just want to bring to the forefront is that when they started to look at regionalizing the school districts, everything was fuzzy. And now it's very clear. Mm-hmm. We have regionalized school districts. And the map to me is a zoning map. That's what that is. We already
exactly.
have zoning bylaws. We already have a zoning map. So why do we need another zoning map?
Right.
I think that we have to be very cautious about the fuzziness, because the fuzziness becomes super clear when they become clear about what they want.
Exactly.
It's very odd to me that we are not the ones directing what's happening at the state level. The state is directing us. That is an opposite thing. Like that's not how people should be governed in general.
I agree.
So,
do we really truly believe that we're going to have any say in this in the end?
Yes, we will.
I think that we will. I think the Northeast Kingdom as a region will.
Yeah.
Because this is the one area in Vermont where people let's go talk to the other towns. Let's go talk to Newark.
Yep. See how right Alex feels about it.
I really hope
because
you're right.
There are a lot of towns that are not happy right now about what's going on with this mapping.
All right. Anything else on that?
So, my suggestion to give me enough time to develop this would be like the September select board meeting.
Okay. Usually everybody's available for that in September. So, okay.
The other question I had, just to go back to the floodplain update, is, you know, we could expand the update for the select board to include that as well.
Absolutely.
So I think it could be a package, and maybe Scott and I can put that together.
And if we notify,
so it would be, you know, kind of the FEMA floodplain update, the Act 181 update, you know, kind of let the select board know what we've been doing, basically.
And if we give them a heads up now, they can plan on any questions they might have.
Yeah.
So, all right. Anything else on that?
How do we want to give them a heads up? Can you do that?
Well, if we're going to do it at their September meeting, we'll notify Patty that, hey, we'd like to be on the agenda for the September meeting for a presentation of Act 181 and the floodplain updates. That works?
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good.
You
can reach out to
Patty
about that.
Super. All right. Meeting in July. I don't know how you guys feel about it, but if our hearing's on the 16th, I don't mind doing our meeting on the 16th instead of waiting for our regular meeting time. Does anybody have a objection to that, or do they prefer to have two separate things?
It's fine with me.
One meeting,
single
is good.
Meeting is good.
Yeah.
One meeting works for me.
Excellent idea.
That's a great idea.
Okay. Was that why this was on here, to discuss the meeting in July? Or is somebody not available?
I'm not available on our normally scheduled meeting time, but also I was talking to Kurt about that because I said, you know, I don't have to be here. I can give somebody the recording device and then pick it up, and it's not a big deal.
Just do it on the 16th with the hearing.
That sounds great.
Okay. Anything else? Any questions?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Hearing none? Meeting is adjourned.
And it is.
How are you?
Did you have any questions?
6 o'clock.
No, I've never been to the ARB more.